Show us your heart, Master. Show us your ways. Show us your glory. Oh, Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, asking for your forgiveness, your mercies, your grace, your counsel, correction, and direction. Lord, we repent for every word, thought, and deed we've done that's offended you. Wash us with the blood. Purge us with your presence. Set us apart. Sever us from the things that would hold us from being free in the Spirit. Open our eyes to see you, Dad. Our ears to hear and our heart to receive. Establish your kingdom in us and through us. Bring healing to your people. Bring revelation. Bring salvation. Bring impartation. Bring revival to this park. As we take dominion and bind every principality, power of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places in this area. Casting them down to the pit. Claiming this park to be a memorial of salvation. Bringing glory to the name of Jesus, we decree over this park salvation and glory in the name of Jesus. And everyone that comes to this park, that Jesus will lasso and come into his kingdom one way or another. Lord, everybody that steps in this park is on your hit list. Get them, Dad. Get them. As we welcome you, Holy Spirit, come, take your rightful place here. Set us on fire. Let us become pillars in your temple. Strengthen our inner man. Renew our soul and crucify our flesh. Bring fresh rhema. Bring us to the throne room of our Daddy. Open the heavenlies. Bring that which is not seen to be seen. Jesus, touch us afresh this morning. And those who are weak, bring strength. Those who are ill, bring healing. Those who are weary, bring encouragement. And those who are out of position, bring them in position. As you bring your glory and touch us afresh here this morning. For revival starts within each and every one. Bring a thirst and a hunger for your presence in a mightier way. Every area where there's lukewarmness, we repent and bring it hot. Hot, Master. Hot wind. Hot fire. Hot glory. Lord, let us never lose sight of our first love, you. You, Master. You. Oh, Master, we submit all things to you. Take your place here as you hide us in the pavilion. Feed us from your throne room and cover us with your wings. Hide us in the shadow of the Almighty that we may be one with you. And grant us more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding today, Lord, as you prepare us for your return. In Jesus' name. Luke 12. Luke chapter 12. Yes. In verse 41. Would you read it with me, please? Luke 12, 41. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season. That's reward. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he's not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Wow. So he's talking about here that area of a faithful steward. And we'll talk a little bit more about this here in a minute.
But he's also talking about in the millennium, what is to come. The Bible says that we will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And he will make you a ruler over many things. The world will be big enough for everyone to rule. Hello. But we will be ruling in the kingdom of God over in the carnal realm. Let's continue. In verse 47. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself. Everybody say prepare himself. Or do according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. So you see that there's a reward no matter what. Now most people think a reward is something, you know, that you did that's good. Well, you get rewarded no matter what. You either get rewarded with a beating or you get rewarded with a gift. It's called chastening of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says what you sow is what you beat. I mean, reap. Verse 48 again. But he who did not know yet committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, say much is given. From him much will be required. Ooh. So, if you're given much, much is required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask even what? More. Oh. See, sometimes you wonder, well, Lord, haven't you given me enough to do? But he said, I've given you much already. In other words, the more you know, the more you're required. And the more you know, the more you're to do. And those who don't do the more that's been given to them, even what's been given to them will be taken away. We're at a critical time right now. I'm going to go a little further before we go back to this. Verse 49. Jesus said what? I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Hallelujah. Now listen. For much is given, much is required. And much is committed. See, this is the kicker. Much is committed, what's it say? Much is what? Is ask the more. Much is asked the more. So listen, because you know a lot of things, you're required to do more things. And, you know, there's a pro and con in everything, isn't there? And I share this with this house because God has given us much. That means you in this house are accountable for much. Now, you may look at other people and say, you know what? I don't understand why they do what they do. I mean, I've seen some people that are claiming to be believers and they're way out there. But they don't know all the truths. They don't know what I know. So what I know, what you know, is required to be faithful in all things. So how much you know has been granted to you to do much. In other words, you are more accountable now. Just like a child, when a child gets older, it knows more things, doesn't it? And because of it, it's required to be accountable in doing those things and doing them correctly. So when a little baby puts its hand on a burner, you know, you scold the child in the area to where it doesn't harm itself. But after a period of time, that child will know. Now it's accountable, isn't it? So when that child goes later on in life, he's not going to go touch that hot burner, is he? Because he's going to know. But if he chooses to touch that hot burner, he's going to burn himself and go, oh man, what an idiot I am. Yes, you are. Because you know better. Again, I want to share with you, for much is given, much is required. So you can't compare yourself to other people out there. And it doesn't make us any better, or doesn't make anybody any better. It makes you more accountable. Say, I'm more accountable now. See, the Lord has granted us the mysteries of his kingdom. And when he began to grant the mysteries of his kingdom to his people, it caused them to be accountable. Now you know what more sin is. The things that you used to do and got away with, you no longer do them anymore. Why? Because you know the truth. And so now you're accountable. And things begin to get tightened and tightened and tightened. The Bible tells us that the way of the wicked is wide and broad. But the way of the righteous is narrow and difficult. And your path will continue to get more narrow and more narrow till you're finally squeezed to where it's no longer you that live but him. Now it says here that we are to be a faithful steward as a servant. Now there's a difference between converts and disciples. Converts. Converts are those who've been converted. They go to church. They're churchgoers, right? They've been saved. They've been converted. But they do minimum to maintain. Are you hearing me? They do their tithe. They go to church. They feel good. They go to work. But they don't do much more. Those are called converts. Then there's a disciple. A disciple is a soldier. A warrior. A fighter. A disciple is one who's willing to lose his life for others. Willing to give more and surrender more. He's willing to require more for kingdom's sake. He is a focused builder. Say focused builder. Not easily distracted. He's a conqueror of fear. He's a defender of the truth. He's stable, accountable, and responsible. And he does these things not for a reward, but because there's a reverence to the Father and the Son. His love for his king is greater than any love. He's a faithful patriot of the eternal kingdom of God. And he holds fast to maintaining good works. Go to 2 Corinthians 6. So there's a difference between a convert and a disciple. No, I won't repeat them. Get the tape. Second Corinthians 6. So sometimes you'll wonder why one individual gets away with more than another. Nobody gets away with anything. The end result and the conclusion is God sees it all. Fear God, because everything will be brought into judgment. Things hidden and seen, no matter what. But what you know, you're more accountable to. There's a table out there of revelation knowledge and teachings that God has given us. We are accountable for everything that God gives us here. Everything. So you can't compare yourself to anyone. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It matters what you're doing and what you're accountable. Because everyone here will stand before God and be accountable to him and things that we've learned. Because you'll either learn or you'll burn. Hello. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Is everybody there? In verse 1. Would you read it with me? We then as workers together with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. The grace is God's plan, isn't it? This grace doesn't give you a free ticket to do whatever you feel like doing. The grace of God is God's plan of escape from his wrath and to overcome the devil. Grace. And the more humble you are, the more grace you get. If you're faithful with a little, you get more. For he says, in an acceptable time, I've heard you. In the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God in much what? Patience. Now, this is kind of like a definition of a soldier, okay? We give ourselves in much what? Patience. In what? Tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers yet true, as unknown yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. That's a soldier of Christ. But possessing all things. Because the more you know, the more you're required. The more that's committed to you, the more that will be asked of you. Are you hearing? Now are you listening? 1 Timothy 6. So you can't be a wimp. Right? A soldier is not a wimp. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 20. We'll give a little guideline here. First thing we must do, besides die. In verse 20, would you read it with me? O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust. Say guard. You must guard what has been committed to you. Do you understand this? This is important. You must guard it. Avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions, which is falsely called knowledge. Oh, there's a lot of knowledge out there, but it ain't truth. There's a lot of opinion, but it's not truth. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith, and grace be with you. Amen. Guard, protect, defend, fight what was committed to you to trust. And don't be moved by words, circumstances, or carnal knowledge. You must guard. Not only guard the things that have been committed to you, but guard the things that you have learned. Because much has been committed. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of what?
Knowledge.
This isn't about religion. All right? This is about a relationship with the King. Being a part of an eternal kingdom. There are soldiers in a kingdom. There is a king in a kingdom. And there are those who just live in the kingdom. But you are called to be soldiers in this kingdom, not converts. There's a difference. You are soldiers. God has sent you to this house to become a soldier. Whether you're an intercessor, no matter what you are to fulfill a part of the body of Christ as a foot soldier, as a pilot, no matter what it is, as an intercessor, there is a place for you specifically God has to be trained up in a military, not as a pew sitter, not as an usher, not as a choir. Hello. As a soldier, you are called to be leader, so God is granting you much. And much is granted, so much is required. And because much is required, much is committed, and you will be asked to do more than others. Are you hearing? Please get this in your spirit. So you don't grumble and complain when God is asking you to go the extra 16 miles. Why? Because you've been granted much. 2 Timothy 4. So you must guard these things. Amen? Say guard. First thing you're going to do is what? Guard. You're going to protect. You're going to fight. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 1. You know, the Bible says that God chastens those he loves. Why does he chasten? One of the reasons he chastens is to correct and bring counsel. See, you'll get chastened more because you know more. Don't let the devil sway you to the north, south, east, or west in the area of comparing yourself with somebody else and why they get away with whatever. I'm telling you again, for much is given, much is required. Never lose this. Guard it. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, read it with me. I charge you there before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Is that happening now? Yes. Many are falling from the faith, taking heed of deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Many are falling from the faith in their own beliefs, still proclaiming to be believers, but yet doing their own thing. In other words, they are falling from the perfect will of God. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have what? Itching ears. They will heap up for themselves what? Man, they'll go from one place to another to find something that will fulfill what they want. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to what? Fables. But you be what? Be what? Be what? Watchful. That's the second thing you must do. You must not only protect or guard, but you must be watchful. In other words, you must have eyes to see, ears to hear. You must be watchful of these things. In other words, you must be able to discern. But you must be what? Watchful in what? All things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry and calling. He said, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the fight, good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. That's why the Bible says many will fall from the faith. Taking heed. What? People going from one place to another, making their own doctrines. Until they can fulfill their own flesh or find some place. That's why many people are flocking to certain ministries that approve gay marriage. Of course, they don't read much of the Bible. They couldn't. They're approving of abortion and so forth. You know, you see it happening all over. There's more and more things being exposed in the body of Christ and many people falling, taking heed to deceiving spirits and fornication and drunkenness and so forth. Going back to addiction, falling from their offices. I'm telling you, it is critical right now. Very critical. We must guard what God has given us and be watchful and discern so that the devil will not come to steal, kill, and destroy. Why? Because much has been given to you. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12. Would you read it? Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer what? Persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So, the third thing we must do is maintain good works. Maintain what? Good works. So you want to guard what's been given to you. You want to be watchful. And you want to maintain good works. So everybody got it? 1 Peter 4. I had a gentleman one time that came to me. And he said, Pastor, I want to serve in this place. I want to serve under you. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I said, praise God. He was with us for about a month, and one day I chastened him. He got very upset. I said, I thought you wanted to do whatever it takes. I said, I'm leaving. I shared with him, I said, much is given, much is required. There's no wimps as a soldier. I warned him already. It was Holy Ghost boot camp, officers training school. He couldn't get past the first month because he got corrected. He didn't realize his pride was in the way. Although he thought I was prideful. No, I'm just bold. Don't take no garbage from no devil. You can't counsel a devil. The only thing you can do is cast him out. Time is short to be playing games. Time is too short to babysit. We are not babysitters. We are officers of the body of Christ. If people want to be babysitted, they need to go to a nursery where you can get milk. But as for me and my house, we're going to eat meat, filet. We want full course meals because we party with the big boy. Hallelujah! Glory. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 1. Read it with me. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. What does it say? Arm yourself with the same mind. In other words, listen, you've got to arm yourself with the mind of Christ. You've got to. That's why you have the Holy Ghost. He is the mind of Christ, isn't he? So he says, arm yourself with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. I love it. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the man or Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it's strange that you don't run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. See, when others around you are not able to maintain or walk with you according to the righteousness of Christ in you, they call you evil. Actually, it's called jealousy. Jealousy promotes hatred. They cannot walk with you because you have a pure heart towards God. And they will try, because of the demons that are using them, to bring you down with them. Do you understand that? They will think it's strange. Man, you know, this has been good now. Yeah, I mean, this has been really nice. But, you know, come on now. Aren't you getting a little overboard with this Jesus? Aren't you getting a little overboard with walking right with God? I mean, really? You're going to spend just the rest of your life serving the Lord? What about this and what about that? What about the nightclubs? Come on, man. I mean, we've had enough church. Isn't it time to go put one foot back into the world? No. It's not. Never again. Never again to have a drink. Never again to have a cigarette. Never again to fornicate. Never again to put your eyes upon things that are evil. Never again to turn towards one foot towards the world, because you're not of this world. But they will think it's strange of you. They'll wonder why, especially people at work who used to know you, but now you're different. Your own family is still waiting for you to fall.
Yeah, just a matter of time.
Too bad I'm not bound by time. Hallelujah. So you'd be waiting forever. Hallelujah. In verse 4 again. In regard to these things, they think you're nuts. They think you're weird and peculiar. Yeah, they started the journey with you, but they strayed. They thought it was cool in the beginning, but, you know, they're just not sold out yet. They've only could go so far. They like religion, but they don't want relationship. So they think it's strange. In regard to these, they think it's strange, you're weird, that you don't run with them in the same flood of unrighteousness, speaking evil of you, trying to discredit you, trying to bring you down, trying to convince others that you're gone. But you are. You're gone in the spirit while they're still hidden in the flesh. But let me tell you this in verse 5. They will give account to him who was ready to judge the living and the dead. So they're not going to outrun it. For this reason, the gospel is preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. So the fourth thing is we must become what? Like-minded with Christ. Does everybody understand that? Go to 2 Timothy 2. For much is given, much is required. And verse 1. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Hallelujah. See, so God has already counted you able to teach. You might not know it, but you're here because he's already accounted you able to teach. Now he wants you to be faithful. See, you came here going, man, I don't know if I can get all this stuff. It ain't about you. Yeah, but I'm not a very good reader. Praise God. But I'm not very smart. Praise God even better. He takes the foolish things that confound the wise. See, because the world relies on self. But I need this. They go to school to get knowledge. We get in the spirit. We're in the school of the spirit. You don't need to go to cemetery school. You just need to get in the spirit. Because the anointing will teach you all things. In verse 2, say that again. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one entangled in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as who enlisted you as a soldier, Jesus. So let me share this with you, which is important. Number 5, stop entangling yourself in the affairs of this world. How do you do that? Make sure you continually sever emotional attachments. Sever emotional attachments of people, places, and things. And we have a wonderful teaching about this. There's a whole package on the table back there somewhere. But you can always call the ministry and get a teaching on it. There's a worksheet and everything about emotional attachments. It's something that must be continually done because you pick them up daily and you must sever them daily. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier, that we may please God. So we must, number 5, sever emotional attachments on a daily basis. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. In verse 12, would you read it with me? 1 Peter 4. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. Praise God. For much is given, much is required. And you'll be tested more too. I forgot to mention that. As though some strange thing happened to you. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm going through this. Believe it. You're going through it, man. It's okay. Why? Because much has been given to you. So there'll be much required. And because much is given, much is required, there's more testing. There's more testing from the eternal broadcasting system. So don't think it's strange. Don't look at somebody else and go, why me? You should say, hallelujah, it's me. I'm being tested. Glory. Why? Because you're about to get promoted. If you pass. Okay. Oh, got silent on that one. Huh? Everybody's trying to figure out if they passed the last test. Oh, God, did I pass the last test? Or what did I do with that? I remember. Oh, man. Don't worry. If you failed it, it will come around again. I guarantee it. So don't think it's strange this has happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering. Yes, I want to suffer with Jesus. Now listen, this is why. That when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceedingly joy. Why? Because you suffered right along with them. Isn't that fun? If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you. Glory. For the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. How many of y'all want the Spirit of glory to rest upon you? Well, then you're going to suffer. You're going to go through some fiery trials. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be rejected by man. You're going to be called an idiot. You're going to lose some of your best friends that you thought you were best friends. You're going to lose some of your family that thought were your family. They're going to think you're a retard. You're brainwashed. What are they doing over there to you? Just give them this tape. You were born brainwashed. We're free. Hallelujah. On their part, he's blasphemed, but on your part, he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, so don't kill nobody when they start hitting you, you know what I'm saying? When they start doing stuff to you, don't kill nobody. You know? You go in the spirit, not in the flesh. Or they consider you as a thief or evildoer, as a busybody in other people's business or manners. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, not as a Baptist, not as a Catholic, not as a Protestant, not as a Lutheran, not as a denomination. If anyone suffers as a Christ-like individual, Christian. Everybody see this? Let him not be ashamed, but let him glory or glorify God in this matter. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to suffer with you. Why? The Bible says, count it all joy. When you get into trials, not if. Yet, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him and doing good as a faithful Creator. You're going to go through it. You will be tested. That was the warning. Now let's go to the sixth one. 2 Timothy 2 again, verse 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2. For much is given, much is required. You are not converts, you are soldiers. In verse 21, would you read it with me? Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for what? Every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? Man, I'm telling you, the sixth thing is you need to discern who you fellowship with. Bad company corrupts good habits. Hang around those who have a pure heart. Not a believer. Listen, you hang around with worshipers, man. Amen. Worshipers. This ain't about religion. It's about death to self and a relationship with the King. Jesus is spirit. God is spirit. He came in the flesh. He birthed the spirit of Christ. That you and I could receive the Spirit of Christ and have fellowship in the Spirit. The Bible tells us no longer acknowledge Him according to the flesh. And he who is in Christ is a new creation, and old things have passed away and all things become new. Why? Because you're in the Spirit now. The Bible says that there'll be no condemnation to those who are in the Spirit, but there'll be condemnation to those who are in the flesh. Are you okay? In verse 23. But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Ooh. So the sixth thing you want to do is have fellowship, discern. That's why the Bible says watch. You be careful who you hang around with. Just because somebody says they're a believer, you'll know them by their fruit. Remember, the vision that was given to this body right here, through a dream that was given to an individual, that Jesus was cutting the fruit right now. The horses are at hand, ready to be released. Why? Because we just said judgment is in the house of God. Judgment is in the body of Christ right now. He will remove the tares in the wheat. He will. But in the meantime, we have to put up with it and hope that all will come to repentance and the knowledge of Christ and the truth in the Spirit. Let's go to the seventh one. 1 Peter chapter 5. Number 7 means what? Complete and perfect. Yes. In verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 5. Would you read it with me? Therefore what? Humble yourself. Therefore what? Humble yourself. Yes. Therefore, humble yourself. Of course, that's the seventh one. Humble yourself. What's humble? Submit. Deny yourself. Receive correction, counsel, and direction. Be anxious for nothing. Humble yourself. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't lean on your own understanding. Humble yourself. Trust Him. Trust Him. Verse 6, would you read it with me? Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, not you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, let me share with you. So what's the opposite of humble? Pride. The Bible says God resists the prideful, but gives grace to the humble. You must maintain a cloak of humility. Say, I need a cloak of humility. See, the cloak is what makes you invisible to the powers of darkness. Other than that, you're beeping on their radar screen. You're a big bleep. Beep, beep. There's one. Christian pride, right there. Then every arrow from hell comes out of the earth and starts hitting you. Does everybody understand? To be humble, to be cloaked with humility, will make you invisible. Pride always puts a bullseye on you. You're a beacon, and you ain't the right beacon. You become bacon. Verse 6 again. So... Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Isn't that nice? So quit trying to fix your flesh. Yeah, but no buts. Humble yourself and let God build the house, not you. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. Resist him! Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Praise God, everybody goes through it. So you're not the only one. So when you come in agreement with the spirit of oppression, that you're the only one, and the woe is me? Oh, I'm the only one that goes through this. No, you're not. So you can be joyful. You mean I'm not the only one? No, somebody two doors down from you is going through the same thing you are. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, not if you suffer, but when you suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you so you lack nothing. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, the stuff I'm going through now is for my benefit? Yes. It doesn't feel good. Nobody asked you how it felt. Discipline has nothing to do with feeling. You must be disciplined, not by feeling. You're not led by sight. You're not led by emotions. You need to slap the soul out of yourself, man. No emotional attachments, remember? That was what, number 6? Yes. Or 5. Yeah, 5. Sever every emotional attachment. Separate yourself from those things. Let the suffering perfect you. Let the testing promote you. Let the challenge strengthen you. We'll close at 1 Corinthians 15. Just put some whipped cream on that humble pie. And enjoy it. 1 Corinthians 15. But I lost my job. What am I going to do? Praise God, you've just been promoted. What are you worried about? You're on vacation. Come on, you've been crying for years that you need a rest. Take it. Here, God releases you from something, and then you're complaining that you're not working. But I got bills to pay. Oh, wait a minute. Let's go back to that humble pie. Oh, yeah. Cast your cares upon the Lord. See, when you work, do things in the flesh, you're going to lose things. Hello? See, if you build in the flesh, it says, he who sows to the flesh reaps corruption. So what you've done is you've made access for the devil to come steal, kill, and destroy. So anything that you're building in the flesh and not in the spirit is going to not last until you finally let God build that house. You got to get your little paws out of it. But I got bills to pay. Praise God. I think God is bigger than your bills. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. See, the thing is you're not willing to move into supernatural. He's a supernatural. You are spirits with a flesh suit. You are soldiers of the eternal realm, not of the temporary realm. So if you want to play in the temporary realm and work in the flesh in the temporary realm, but be accounted as an eternal person, what you sow is what you'll reap. No matter what you try to build in the natural realm will fall. Now, if you're a servant of the devil, it's different. He loves promoting carnality. And then he brings jealousy. The Bible tells us not to be envious of those who build wickedly and get away with it. Why? Because they won't. That's a part of your suffering too, you know. Watching everybody get promoted and all the other things. And man, I just don't get it. This secretary is fornicating and the boss keeps promoting her. These people steal from this place. But here I'm doing right because I fear God. But man, here I lose my job. Praise God, you got promoted. Blessed are those who are persecuted for being Christ-like. Listen, it's not going to get any better. So get accustomed to it. But don't get a woe is me-sy. And don't be a wimp. Rebuke that devil when you're supposed to. Don't take no garbage. Respect and honor those who are above you in authority, even those you work for. But once they fire you, you're not under their authority. Do you understand? You're done. You're finished. Get out of there. Hello? Stand for what is right and what is righteous. Move only when God tells you to move, not when you want to move. You'll be tempted, tested, and tried. 1 Corinthians 15. Do you know that last week, our first week here at the park, two individuals got saved? First week at the park, they got saved. Two individuals. Two of the people, some of the people from here, led these two individuals from the Lord, into the Lord. They were drinking, they were repenting, they were crying, and they accepted Jesus. Don't see him today, but praise God. God's got a plan. We must be ready in season and out. We must be fighters for the presence of God. Eternal warriors. You know, some people fight more for their money than they do for God's righteousness. Remember, the world is looking at you. You're to be a witness. In verse 56, is everybody there? Would you read it with me? The sting of death is what? Sin. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In other words, stand. Be steadfast, immovable. Don't be swayed. Be faithful. Do what you say you're going to do. Be accountable. Be responsible. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Learn. Learn. Let your mistakes be an advantage to you, not a stumbling block to you. Learn from your mistakes and go forward. Don't go back. The Bible talks about a dog going back to its own vomit. Don't be a dog going back to its own vomit. The word dog in the Bible means demonized individual. Stand fast. Don't be moved. Don't let your circumstances speak to you. You speak to your circumstances. Stand strong. This is not your home. You're an eternal being. You're in an eternal kingdom. You are a soldier of the eternal army. Much is given, much is required. And because much is committed, you're asked to do more. No grumble, no complain. Stay focused and fulfill what God has told you to do. Amen? Is everybody okay? Got it? Good, you'll be tested. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you, Master. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Lord, let your word that has been parted in us grow and bear fruit for your glory. We ask for your forgiveness in every area where we have fallen short. In every area where we have not been faithful. In every area where we've been swayed. In every area where we've returned our own vomit. Lord, have mercy upon us and let your grace abound. Wash us with the blood as we submit to you our hearts in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.